All right, continuing our conversation with Petra, who's called in to talk to Ray from Liberty Greens about artificial turf. And Petra, you had said at the very beginning you wanted artificial turf, but then you weren't sure if it was right for you. What about artificial turf is it that's attracting your attention?
Oh, the fact that I could have a green lawn all year and I don't have to do the maintenance that I'm doing on mine right now. I've seen turf that is just absolutely gorgeous, and I would like my yard to look like that. I'm just worried because I have the dogs. Plus, I've got this nut sedge problem.
All right. Well, Ray's been busy writing and taking notes the whole time, so we're going to go through these one at a time. And actually, this is you get a bonus on this because Ray is also Scottsdale Weed and Fertilizer. You've got two sister companies, so you are actually going to be able to address nut sage as well.
Hi, Petra. This is Ray with Liberty Greens.
I think Gary put her on hold to keep the background, and we didn't want to hear those dogs come into play.
So, am I going to answer the questions?
Yeah.
Okay. So, the watering issue. No more watering, no fertilizer, no weed control, no fungicide, no mowing. Those are five pluses we're going to have right there. It is absolutely dog safe, pet safe, children safe, all those, because there is zero lead in these grasses. I cannot say the same for international grasses, but I know these grasses are. So that's one. Two, the allergies on dogs, sometimes from real grass, are a problem with their skin. So we do install this grass for very high-end dogs that have the papers and et cetera, for people just for allergies. And the nut sedge is not a problem. We can get rid of the nut sedge properly, and it's safely. So you have the safety for the dog.
And that's that real nasty weed that if you try and pick it by hand, it just shoots the root down further.
Well, it's actually a true sedge. It's not a monocot or dicot. It's a sedge. And what you have to do is you have to treat it and have the material travel to the nutlet and kill the nutlet. So that's our goal on killing it. It may take two or three applications to kill it. And then we can go ahead and know it's safe to put it down and not worry about nut sedge. I have photos of nut sedge coming right through the grass 2 months after this. And if you talk to Jay Harper, he'll know something too. He's seen something on him. So, Petra, you were asking about the safety factor, not a problem. Allergies, not a problem. We do have a product. It's called Envirofill. It's a quartz-type material that goes into the yarn. We use 2 to 3 pounds per square foot. It will eliminate the pet odors by controlling the bacterial, breakdown of the urine. Obviously, with the secondary thing, they just picked up the poop. When they can wash it off, it's fine. Other than that, I have been on jobs where we will wear a mask because the odor is so intense. That you can't stand there in the summer. The dog urine is extremely strong and pungent, and people's backyards are relegated to
lined
basically
with a you can't even go block back wall there. That's radiating all the heat and just baking it nicely.
We wear respiratory things when we pull it out, throw it in the dump, back of the dump, and then we just dump it out. And then we also have to remove the base on those. So before you do install it, talk to a professional and make sure it's done right with the Envirofill. And don't use half Envirofill, half silica. It's a lot less expensive to do that. Use the complete Envirofill. That's what you're using. And it's not cheap. It's $1 a square foot. That's the cost of the Envirofill. So we just add that to the job.
Now, I thought you guys left sprinklers in so you could wash pet waste off, but you had said in the last break that's not true.
No, it's not. And it's not to cool the yarn. The yarn does get hot in the summer. The dogs do not mind the heat. The dogs lay in this grass in the middle of July and August, and it doesn't bother them. If you and I were to do it, just walking on your travertine tile, it's going to burn your foot. Grass will get hot. All this grass here that you see has cool yarn technology. So it's about 15 degrees cooler than the international grasses. So it works. There is a difference between these grasses, night and day. And every job is different. Some are complicated, some are small, some are on a hill. We've done some where we're staggering down, and every job is different. So that's a good thing about my job. It's never boring. It's never boring. Some jobs I don't want to do, but you know what? We do them anyway. Camelback Mountain, we've done 4 or 5 jobs on the sides of the hill. And boy, I'll tell you what, to put the quarter minus base in there or the AB underneath, getting it up through the hill is just almost impossible. We had to crane in Silverleaf over the house, all the material, all the aggregate, all the silica, everything had to be craned over the house, and it was about a $12 million house. So that goes into the cost of the job. So if anybody calls and says, oh, what is the price per grass? There's never a set price. I need to look at every job.
And you've got 5 different samples here. I'm sure that one, well, just this one that's closest to me, the blades are the longest, so just sure material-wise, this one's probably going to be the more expensive one than a short base one like this.
This is the most expensive. Now, these are diamonds. So the pet turf is actually, this is for the dogs or playgrounds for children.
All right, hang tight. We can do a lot of things here at Rosie on the House, but we can't stop the clock. We've been talking about artificial turf with Ray Lopez of Liberty Greens. You can find him in the artificial turf category at Rosie on the House. And we've been talking about grass selection and install, but let's talk about some of the problems that you run into. And if somebody has artificial turf, has issues, what are some of the things we can do aside from start saving for a replacement job?